The point is that we haven't controlled games all season. And the point is, at half time, we had words and we changed one or two things around, and we did control that game, and we were completely bossing the game, and no one could see them scoring. And what we lack is obviously a killer instinct, and turning that possession into goals, and a bit of a cool head in the final third. I was very, very pleased with the performance second half, with the way that we kept recycling the play. Elton and Usman were fantastic at that side of it, and they've given us a stability in midfield that we can play off. Now we need to be able to create in the final third, and we lack, you know, what they had. You know, their big number nine never let our defenders have any time at all on the ball, and he chased everything down, and we need that. We haven't got a focal point, a target man, someone who can actually cause trouble and unrest defenders, and someone who's going to get on the end of something, you know, and that's what we're missing at the moment. We desperately need the final piece in the jigsaw. For me, I was so pleased with the way the midfield three combined. And one or two of us were off colour today. Ben was off colour. He's normally, obviously, golden boy, but he was off colour today, and we had to change that round. So very, very disappointing, because I was so comfortable second half, but I should know better. And that set piece has just cost them all £55, I think it is, because we have a bet against each other. We score from one, it costs me, and if they concede from one, it costs them. So, and it's disappointing that's really their only chance second half on a game that really second half I thought we completely controlled. And so I've got to take the positives and think about, how we do that going forward, but then how do we find somebody in the final third who's going to, take a chance or create something, and that's what we desperately need.
Those players are going to be few and far between, though, aren't they, at the moment in the January transfer?
We're working our socks off, and we've identified this as being the major problem for us, and we're working our socks off to try and put that right, because, our back four didn't deserve that, and our keeper didn't deserve that, and our midfield two certainly didn't deserve that, and, so we need to be able to find someone who will come here and take the chance that can score the goals to get us some points and to get us up the league.
You also look at the unfortunateness as well, don't you, Colin? The fact that, Elton and Gutalo's a couple of really surging runs shows his power, goes past players. I think first half, he hit a weak effort that may have been a little bit of a surprise. But the one in the second half where, the keeper's, waved a white flag at it, hasn't he? And the ball's come off the inside of the post.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you're down there. That's what happens. I think when you're going well, that screams in the top corner, and we go and see the game through and comfortably see the game through. And then the relief that would give everybody in the stadium and on the pitch would be palpable, but that's what happens. But we needed to take that drive, and I think it didn't affect us in as much as we thought, oh, woe is us. We kept going and kept going. It was just one error of judgment that's conceded a corner, and we've once again, I don't know, we must have conceded 50 goals from set pieces this season. And Luke has lost his man, but I thought he looked very, very good when he came on, but he lost his man, and the level he's going to now, that costs him his place in the team, or cost managers the sack, so you can't do that. He's lost a very dangerous player in the box, and they've scored from it, but we shouldn't have actually given the corner away in the first place. We just showed a lack of composure again, and we've got to put that right, because some of them were very, very comfortable on the ball, and we three or four weren't, so we can't put up with that.
Yeah, Matty Bonsoma on loan, his final game today before he goes back. Are Harriers going to continue their interest in having him, or is there still further discussion need to be made?
No discussion.
Do we take that to no then?
Yeah.
So Harriers will be looking for a replacement?
We look in every week for replacements, absolutely. And it's time. We've got to be ruthless, and that's what we'll be, So I was speaking to him. He knows what we needed, and we need a goal threat. So.